All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Komar, along with my other distinguished co-host, Josh Starnes. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we want to discuss something that just happened recently that took the world by storm, literally. The largest tech outing we've had in history, CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity company that basically deals with a lot of different companies, but Microsoft being one of the major ones, put in a faulty code, I believe out of its location out of Turkey, out of all places, right? And put in a faulty code that literally shut down multiple large industries, from banking to airlines to hospitals. I mean, you name it, anything and everybody was affected. And we all felt it, no matter where you were in the world. So what we want to discuss today is, don't be like CrowdStrike. Don't be like Microsoft, from a standpoint of anything can happen any given time. And if you're not prepared, right, Josh, if you're not prepared, things can get shut down and things can go left real quick. Not only were, you know, companies stalled, flights stalled, health, you know, institutions struggled, you know, surgeries, banks couldn't operate, which, you know, everybody gets fearful when their money is getting tight, especially if your money is already extremely tight. You know, you don't need to, you know, try to log into your app and all of a sudden you can't, you know, maneuver, transfer, you know, funds to take care of this light bill or the mortgage, which is what happened literally. Right. So how do you prepare, Josh? I guess is the question. How do you prepare with something? Because this was just a mistake, right, of coding, right? They implemented a bad code, and you know, that was normally a routine procedure, and shutdowns, right?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, we've said this on a few episodes about making sure you have a network, making sure you have things in line. You know, I think that people have a hard time adapting to change. And the reason I say it that way is because a lot of us, you know, let's just say from the age of 35 and up, we were so used to a time where you were out a job for 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Your positions were secure. It didn't matter what you did. Like, we come from a very simple time where you just showed up to work, you did your job, and you were fine. And things have drastically transitioned so much that there's so many variables in this world today. You know, yes, CrowdStrike was something relatively simple, you know, a line of code that didn't get written correctly, but look at the damage that it did. So it caused a lot of issues. Now, I know that we're kind of using it as our reference point, but from our standpoint, you know, for me, losing your position and your job can equally cause a lot of issues in your world. So when we say don't be CrowdStrike, I guess what I would like to kind of pitch today is making sure you've got options, you know, especially with your career. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, what's funny is I do a lot of reading, and I recently went through a layoff and I got myself a great job, and I've read a lot of different things. And one of the biggest things that I see is, you know, everybody's big on, you know, environments and, you know, making sure that you're the good career fit and making sure that everything is great. Oh, we offer unlimited vacation time now. We offer this and we offer that. And, you know, so things have changed so much, but it's like, you can literally get a call. You've been with the company, and this happened this week is why I'm bringing it up, but you can get a call. You've been with the company, I don't know, 5 years, and it's a big company. You've done everything you're supposed to. You're a rock star. Nothing's wrong. You get a call that morning that says, hey, you're being laid off in an hour. Oh, and you and your entire team are being laid off. And this, weren't told anything. You literally got a call, and that was the first time you've heard about it. And now there's variables. This particular story, it's really bad because it's, oh, you weren't vested long enough. Now you don't get a payout. You don't get this. You don't get that. Now, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So what I've learned, and I think what Mark has learned now in this industry, is you need to network. You need to make sure you've got a lot of different things moving. You need to know if your friends are hiring, what they're hiring for, what the economy looks like, what the job market looks like, what everything. Anything in your life can go wrong. Your car could break. You could go out to start your car, the engine blows. You could go to the grocery store and they could be out of everything you need. It's everything in your life can change in a blink of an eye. We have no control. But you have to make sure that you have backup plan. You got to think. You got to be a problem solver. And a lot of us are so stuck in our little perfect little system that we can't see past it. You know, my analogy, you're sitting too close to the tree to see the forest. And I think that that is perfect for today's society when we are just not ready for big change, especially spontaneous right now, got to get it done change. So I think if people start changing their mindset to really having an exit strategy, game plan, I have to stay in flow, and SOS, oh, I've got MREs in the garage, I'm ready to go. I really think we're in a rough spot. I mean, what do you think, Mark?
No, I agree with you, brother. You know, I know we kind of are talking somewhat, you know, not specific as esoteric to, I like to say esoteric, but something, you know, a little over the head a little bit because it's not pinpointed. But Josh is correct from the standpoint. It's very hard to pinpoint to say how one should do any one thing. I know, like you said, we need to be, you know, diverse, and I agree with him. We need to be diverse and have backup plans. But a lot of you might be saying to yourself, well, you know, I spent, you know, 4 years getting this degree. I have student loans. I've been in my profession, like Josh said, I've been at the company for 5 years. I did nothing wrong. I've been on time. I've been hitting my markers. But all of that, as Josh can attest to, he's done all those things. And then he, you know, turned around and got let go. Heck, I years ago, before I started becoming an entrepreneur, 20 years ago, I was working for a company, and they called me on my birthday to let me know, I wasn't reaching quota. Now, I knew I wasn't reaching quota, but team morale, the environment, as Josh talked about, was all great. You know, my staff was, and I was 22 at the time, about to turn to, you know, turn 23. As a manager at my location, and team was doing great. As far as morale, we just weren't able to hit numbers for the past, you know, month and a half. Now, months prior to that, we hit quota just fine. That being said, at that time, I was able to pivot because, like Josh is talking about, having a backup plan or having things in place for the times, right? And at that moment, I was literally working on my own, which didn't affect necessarily my, you know, and you could talk, you know, some people may say, well, it did affect, you know, your outcome because you weren't hitting quota. You know, tomato, tomato. But I was working on a business at the time, right? So I had a backup plan to when they let me go. Then I was able to dive deep into my business at the time. And then I was able to catapult it within, you know, the next 5 to 6 months. We hit big contracts, right? Because I was able to go full time. So I think it's a catch 22 because people might say, like I said, you spent time 5 years in, you got your degree. This is what you're good at. You've gotten extra, you know, certifications through different boot camps. And you will say to yourself, well, I heard, you know, some of my music, you know, some artists say, you know, no backup plan, like, you know, that's for suckers, right? But I think it's a catch 22. Like I said, if you are in a niche of trying to pursue excellence, say as a athlete or an artist of some kind, and you know, your passion is, or music, and your passion is you're a great violinist, and you just want to get on, you know, someone's, you know, orchestra stage, and you know, you've gone for auditions, and you know, you haven't gotten a seat yet, you go for that, right? You go for that unequivocally, 100%. You put all your efforts into that because, again, you have a talent that, you know, most of us don't have, right? But if you're like Josh and I, our businessman, we're talking about this platform is what IT staffing, right, is our focus. And we talk about hiring positions. You know, we talk about candidates. You have a chance in this particular niche of business or work to have a backup plan in place. And what does that look like? It looks like having a updated resume. It looks like you putting off soft fillers, because we had an episode where Josh and I talked about when you're in a good position, and what they say, it's easier to get a job when you have one, right? So when you're in a position where everything is kind of going smooth, putting out soft feelers to other companies, whether using a staffing firm like Kane Ross or, you know, doing it on your own, you know, through LinkedIn, like Josh always talks about, and he's very adamant and he's very correct on, like he just mentioned, making sure you are networking properly. So therefore, if something were to happen that's out of your control, because a lot of this in business and in work is out of your control, unless you own the company, ladies and gentlemen, a lot can go wrong. And even as you see, the reason I bring up, don't be like CrowdStrike, because even if you are Microsoft, things go wrong, right? But yeah, again, you're sitting on trillions of dollars, so you can afford to shift, right? Or take the blow, right? Most of us are the employees. We are not sitting on trillions, so we have to be able to withstand Because what, Josh, you know, due to CrowdStrike situation, what, there's been a lot of layoffs, right?
Tons of layoffs. A lot of people lost their jobs, and you know, it's it's just the waterfall effect. It just downward spiral, unfortunately.
Yeah. Butterfly effect. Yeah. It's seriously like it's a ripple that can't be controlled. So, no, not to ramble too much, but having a backup plan, like we're saying, looks like in your particular case, you know, updated resumes, making sure you're looking at, like he said, the current economy as it is, checking into what tech, you know, made that issue errors, right? And what kind of certifications can you get to have backup for coding or whatever it might be if you're in that particular niche? Looking at your particular niche and making sure you are up to date or looking down the pike to see what's evolving, what's changing with AI and what's changing with, you know, certifications and boot camps. This is how you stay with a plan B, because it's out of your control. But what's in your control is what you have built yourself during a time of ease, if you will. You know, they always say during easy times and make for soft people, or during, you know, soft, you know, and then what the hard times, you know, build, you know, resilient people and stuff like that. But the only way it builds someone is if during those times when it's soft, it builds you to be soft because you get relaxed, right? If it's tough times, you get a certain callus because you're out there grinding, right, to get it, right? So what we want to think about really is a better analogy would be like the ant. How they work, right? During the springtime, they get ready for the fall, they get ready for, you know, winter, for winter, they get ready for spring, right? So you always want to be thinking ahead. That way you are prepared no matter what happens. CrowdStrike's ripple effect was, I mean, it still is. We're only, you know, a short period from it just happening. It's a huge ripple effect, and a lot of it is negative still for a lot of individuals, right? Now, hopefully those individuals had other things in place or their network was strong. Hopefully they were staying connected with others, you know, within their, you know, technical skill set to where they can, you know, lean on someone else and say, hey, you know, I just got let go. Google, can you hire me? Or, you know, Amazon, do you have a position? Or, you know, Tesla, can you look at me? Whatever it might be, right? So what you think, Jay?
You know, I'm listening and all I'm thinking is, guys, we genuinely care, okay? I'm a dad, you know, I have friends, I have family, I have kids, I have a girl. I've been through it. I understand the stress, the in the pit of your stomach can't function stress. And I don't want anybody to go through that. I truly don't. And I think Mark and I started this whole podcast truly wanting to help people. And I know this day and age, that sounds crazy, right? We actually want to help people because Nobody seems to really care this day and age. And we don't want you to go through that. So we've created these series of podcasts and we're having this open discussion today because ultimately, big picture, we genuinely care about you and your well-being. And we are here as a resource to make sure that you don't have to go through those stresses. You know, like, if you could get a notice from your car that says, hey, I'm going to blow a tire in 3 weeks. Awesome. I'm going to go get a tire. We are those guys. That's who we are. We can help you to create your network if you haven't. We can help you to establish a game plan. We can help you understand the market, understand what's going on, have a game plan, create emails. We can make sure you have a backup plan. That's what we're here for, is to educate you on the processes of this crazy world and how to navigate through it to make sure you're okay. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is you and your family are happy. You've got the money to go on vacations. You have food in your fridge and you are ready to go. That is all that matters to us. And if we can, we've gone through it. So if we can help you avoid all that nonsense, that is what we're here for. That is why this channel was created. We're not trying to nickel and dime everybody. We're not trying to do this. You know, I've even given away free sessions to give me a call. Let's talk. We are here to help you get an understanding of what you should do. This individual that I've worked with, this guy for a few years, blew me off for years. The minute he got laid off, it changed. And I didn't push away. I said, I'd love to help you. And I've already gone into effect with trying to help and navigate and show him how to do things and get things done and create it. Now, if you would have done this a month ago, he wouldn't have any issues right now. He'd probably have so much stuff going on and been like, all right, cool, peace out, guys. But that's what we're trying to get to you guys, is to create a network, to get moving, to be able to find stuff. Not everybody, I'll say this, not everybody's going to put in the work that I did and be able to find three amazing opportunities making more money in a week and a half period. But you can do it if you do the work. but we are genuinely here to help you through this process and to avoid being CrowdStrike'd. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, man. And you can do it, ladies and gentlemen, like him, if you buy the program we put out for you, because he did walk you step by step. If you are out of work or, you know, feeling like that's coming down the pike, Josh and I put together a program that will help walk you step by step to do exactly what he did in less than 3 weeks, babe. Like he said, to get not only have an offer and interviews set up within less than 3 or 4 days after, you know, actually having the interviews. He set them up within 2 or 3 hours after being let go, but then also too having the interview set up 3 or 4 days later to where he got employed less than 3 weeks, and then had even more offers coming through the door once he got employed and was able to have, like I said, choices and decisions. So we walked that through. We put together a program that walks you step by step on how to do so. But I love what Josh said. We care because we're human just like you. And like he said, in this day and age, we don't believe there's any discussion around, you know, being hired enough. We don't talk about, you know, what the process is like. This is why we created this platform, so we can have an open dialogue, like he said, and create a safe space for you all to come and discuss, you know, leave comments, ask questions, talk about a strategy and a game plan. Because the thing is too, Josh, you know, like I know, yeah, so many people are outdated in their processes, like you articulated. They're outdated in how things are moving, and they think it's the same as it was just 36 months ago, you know, or please don't be five years out or 8 years out from having had to put your resume out there and try to, you know, procure a new position, because things have shifted, as you already have talked about. If you think about, if you really know what happened with CrowdStrike, they actually had to send, they were so outdated on updating the systems that were affected by the code, they actually had to send someone out manually to replace, you know, and correct the issues. Now, in 2024, you correct me right if I'm wrong, I'm thinking everything is done, you know, through automatic updates, right?
Send, done.
Right. So the fact that they had to manually send someone, I like how you did it. That's exactly how it goes, Josh. That's exactly how it looks too when it's done. Right. But they actually had to manually send someone out. And that in itself is an issue, you know, time, energy, costs, you know what I'm saying? So many things that, you know, because they weren't prepared for this particular situation. So think like that, if you are an individual, how prepared are you? As Josh and I are talking about this whole, you know, situation that happened, you have to be able to transmute it into your lifestyle, right? And where you are, and see how prepared or ill prepared you may be in certain sectors. The only thing we're talking about right now is business. Everything else, you know, life, you know, romance and all that, that's not our platform. So we don't have to worry about that, right? Like Josh said, we are fathers. You know, we are, you know, committed men to raising, you know, young ladies. My daughter's in college, starting this upcoming year at George Mason in law. So I know what it is to build a young woman, but also try to be as best prepared as possible, right? So she can be a contributor to society. But things come up. And so you have to position yourself to where you're not outdated. You're up to date as best you possibly can be, but that's up to you to do so, right? Yeah. That's up to you to seek the information, ask the questions. That's up to you to join the proper discourse and you know, platforms that are talking about things that are relevant to your ability to be able to not stay narrow focused into what has been working. And, you know, that old phrase, what's broken, you know, doesn't need to be fixed. That has its you know, pros and cons, right? Because if you stay, you know, one way, you may not be ready for the next situation if something were to arise. And right now, because there's so much going on in tech, in business, as it always is, but it's moving at an exponential pace now. So if you thought that your updated version of your iPhone, you know, six iPhones ago was, you know, good to go. Well, if you're six iPhones back, you're pretty much you're out of date. So you have to at least catch up, you know, maybe be two or three back now.
Jesus,
right?
I'm three iPhones so back and I'm out of date.
Right.
Gee, right. Six. I don't even think they work anymore. That's crazy.
You know, it's so funny. I was talking to the lady, bro. I promise you not. I think she had like the iPhone, like 9 or 10, and she was in her phone, just wouldn't turn on. And she was like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm like, you got an old phone. It's almost, now it's almost like saying, I got a flip phone, from back in 2001, right? And I don't know why it doesn't work, right? It's kind of like that. But anyway, don't be like that in your careers and your professions and your ability to be able to grow yourself and evolve yourself, because you don't have that luxury. When you have international talent, especially in IT, you have companies moving at a very fast rate when they get these massive budgets and they're looking to expand, especially startups, right? They're looking for quick action and quick help, and they need people who are on it, and they're not wasting time when people are not, ready to jump in, right? So you need to be ready to jump in, and you need to be ready in case something were to go wrong or where you currently are. Don't get overly comfortable, ladies and gentlemen, because anything can happen at any point in time. So that's all we want to bring to you. Don't be like CrowdStrike. Josh, anything you wanted to say to close out?
No, that's it. Hey guys, I'd love for you to like, subscribe, tell your friends, and then check out our website. Some good information, and we'd love to talk to you. So schedule it some time with the both of us, one of us, it doesn't matter. We both would love to take care of you, but make sure that you have yourself taken care of at the end of the day.
No doubt. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking time out with us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. Remember, you can always go find us and to get those scheduled sessions, those free ones that Josh and I are willing to give you, or even the paid ones, you can go to higherpowertech.com to reach us, or you can message us here and we can talk to you and converse you in the comments section below. Okay. Look forward to talking to you guys. Have a great one. See you on the next Wednesday on our next episode.
Bye, guys.